There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
That relies on business and crime, and the leaders are politician guys living the lie, who bullshit like everyone else for a nickel and dime. America just as corrupt as it is online, using freedom and entertainment just to keep us sedated. But remember what the Declaration of Independence stated: all men are equal, and that's the way they created. But when that was written, black and white people were segregated, and this country still breeds racism, just not as blatant. To call us the land of the free is an overstatement, cause ain't nobody free, we all being watched quietly. National security's an invasion of privacy, drug trafficking, conspiracy, murder, and piracy. What America can't have, they take silently, sometimes violently. Open up your eyes and see, even dirty money is supporting our economy. It's all backwards like negatives for photography, but I guess that's the way it's gotta be. United we stand on this land, and we do more crimes, facing a dying nation, listening for new told lies.
From political insiders, a black market government where being criminal is righteous, ran by bloodlines that was dirty before ISIS. The crisis has even spread to spiritual infestations, confessionals filled with sexual molestations, professionals so set on capitalization they don't notice they children freebasing in they $1 million basements. Babies having babies in the hood I grew up in, hands are too small for the guns that they be busting. Schools underfunded, graduates retain nothing. On Capitol Hill is barely a topic of discussion. Kids like, why should I think about college when it's hood situation is holding me hostage? And even if I fought and fought the knowledge, I'll probably get shot 41 times by a cop over my wallet. Shit, so wherever you are, don't inhale the secondhand smoke from his victory cigar. Motivate yourself, don't just stand on the side facing a dying nation and listening for the new told lies.
Somebody died 911, it's mass confusion, mass contusions. At last, we losing Uncle Sam to a mass of tumors. And that's the rumor at least. It's soon to be seen if it's true that the beast is soon to decease. Catching blood clots in the crude oil that runs through his veins and up through his brain. It's tough to maintain if he was low income, he'd already been gone. Insurance paperwork getting handled by Enron. And scandalous friends called to speak. Even Bill O'Reilly's wrapped in a hospital bed sheet with a pointed hat, with an ointment that waxed the taxpayers' backs for a tax hike. Would've had a Catholic priest at his bedside, but they were too busy giving these Boy Scouts a leg ride. Temperature to stay high, but no pain, cause the president's hooked on phonics and cocaine. Product of old age and Alzheimer's disease, medical bills raised from all types of fees. Looks to the American people to show love, but his social security ran out, pull the plug.